Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Students in the Granite City, Illinois school district will be able to return to the classroom Monday. District 9 students switched to remote learning on January 7th. That's because the district had too many staff members out sick because of COVID-19. The superintendent says there is now enough staff and bus drivers to serve students, and school will start and end at the usual time. A Fox 2 News follow-up this morning on a pop-up rapid testing company called Center for COVID Control. The Minnesota Attorney General is suing the Chicago-based company. The lawsuit blames the company for deceptive and fraudulent practices. The company has 300 sites across the country. There are 5 in our area. Looking to buy a new house? Well, forget about getting a pool in the backyard. Instead, go for a cave in the backyard. Zillow Gone Wild is featuring an historical cave and tourist destination in central Missouri. Jacob's Cave is a mile-long cave system just north of the Lake of the Ozarks. It's believed to have been used by indigenous people before the European settlement and then by troops in the Civil War. But it was rediscovered in 1875 by miner Jacob Craycraft. The cave is being sold with a 4-bed, 3-bath home, and it can all be yours for $3.4 million. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, frigid temperatures this morning with lighter winds than yesterday. Sunny and cold today with a gradual warm-up into the 20s. Milder temps this weekend with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs in the 30s and 40s with overnight lows in the 20s. Then a chance for some snow early next week with highs in the 30s and overnight lows in the teens.